Good morning, we're continuing Chayyadam, Klal Nun Aleph, and we're learning a Simon Beis. Ein mevarchem brei priyo eitz, a brei priyo doma, el al dover shetoy v'lechol oysa chay, v'gam shederach b'nei oysa mokam la'ochlan kach chayin. So, he said before that we choose one or the other. So do we say that this is a fruit which is normally eaten mevushel, so then, or a vegetable which is only normally eaten cooked? So it only gets the bracha of Rei Priyo Eitz, Rei Priyo Doma, when it's cooked. Something which is normally eaten raw, so it only gets the bracha of Rei Priyo Doma, Rei Priyo Eitz, when it's eaten raw. So how do we define what's called normal? So the Chayyadam says 2 points. Number one is, Davar Shetoy V'lech Kol Oysa Chai. So he chooses the example of raw. The same thing will be true in a case where it's cooked. First of all, it's considered by people that something which it tastes okay, it tastes good like that. And it's normal to do that in that place. But if people do not generally eat it like that, even though agreeably, everybody agrees that it's okay. It tastes fine that way. Just for whatever reason, the derech is to eat it differently. Nearly the mevarchim shahakol tenochoshav likreis pri. So, like we explained, that the word pri does not necessarily mean the fruit, but it means the product. So, if the product is market driven. So if I say this is the product of something, this is what the where we're producing for the market. If nobody in the market buys it, so that's not the product. So the pri is lacking in the chashivas of a pri if nobody's using it as such. Now the Mishnah Berurah does point out the definition of the derech doesn't mean that roi people eat it that way. It means that. Could be the majority of the pri is eaten, in this example, we're talking about something which is raw. The majority of the pri is eaten cooked. But if you would ask the average person, he would say, would it be, if he's, is it something which you would consider eating it raw? He would say, yes, even though I don't necessarily do that, but it's something which people would do. If you see somebody doing it, you say, oh, that's normal. So that's called derech. If nobody does it around here, and I see a person eating it raw, even though I know it tastes okay, I say, well, that's interesting. Why is he doing that? Nobody eats it like that. So that's called not the derech. So the Chayyadam introduces this point of this requirement of derech, besides the fact that the Lashon of Chazal has to be toiv lechol chai and toiv lechol mevushel. So it would sound like from that the main issue is, does it taste okay in that form? Is it an acceptable form of eating it, i.e. regards to taste? But the requirement of derech is not obvious in the Lashon of Chazal, and that's why the Chayyadam is adding, he says, Lashon of Nirali, because he's going to point out that the Magen Avraham does not necessarily agree with this. That the issue is derech. So he's going to come back the... Okay, now, what about something which it is the derech in regards to once it's in a certain state, this is how you use it, but the fact that it's in that state itself is not necessarily the normal way of doing it. So we have fruits which or vegetables which can be eaten dried or fresh. When they're dried, the derech is to cook them. But that fact that itself, that it's dried itself, maybe is not the so it's not, once it's dried, that's the normal way of using it. Okay. V'chol minei yirokas, for example. V'chol minei yirokas v'kitnius yivashim. So you have dried vegetables or kitnius. Yidua shein derech l'ochlem chayim. People in general, those type of things, they cook them. But fresh beans, etc., people will eat them raw. Or yirokas, which you don't necessarily cook them, vegetables you don't cook them, but you could also pickle them. That's also called the normal usage. Umini lefis, riven, umerin, you have turnips and carrots, ubitsolim, onions, tznoin, radishes, akorn, retich, avshem, tovim, gamken, chayim, kamokam, nearly the toli, gamken, imderach, boisumokam, lochlin, chayim. But the issue is not dependent on whether they definitely could be eaten raw, they taste fine, but it depends on the derech. If the derech in that place is to only eat them cooked, so eating them raw would not get the normal bracha. So in Europe, it was it was uncommon to eat carrots in the raw state. It was much more common to eat them cooked. So the person would eat them raw, the bracha on the carrot would be a shahakal. We live now in a place where it's very common to eat carrots in the raw state. People put carrots into salads, etc. So a person eats a raw carrot, the bracha is brepi adoma. And this depends on the place. So he introduces a new point about places, and let's talk a little bit more about that. As Hashem in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.